When Russia's Sergei Lavrov arrived at the G20 foreign ministers' meeting, his host, Indonesia's Retno Marsudi, greeted him warmly. Members of the media were not as welcoming.
Why don't you stop the war?
This gathering marks the first time G20 foreign ministers have met since Russia invaded Ukraine. And the war has dominated the meetings. Lavrov accused his Western counterparts of Russophobia and said they are deliberately not looking for common ground on economic issues.
No, it was not us who abandoned all contacts, it was the United States. That's all I can say.
Ukraine, invited as a special guest by Indonesia, has accused Russia of deliberately starving the world by disrupting supply chains. It says it's futile to talk about food and energy security without calling for accountability.
It's just direct blackmailing of the world with a starvation, with a famine, which is inhuman, which is cruel, and which doesn't meet any principles of humanity and any principles of peaceful coexistence.
However, the gathering has also reaffirmed that Moscow is not without friends. Lavrov has held several bilateral meetings, most significantly with China's Wang Yi.
Indonesia had hoped to keep the focus of its G20 presidency on post-pandemic economic recovery, but the war in Ukraine has overshadowed that goal.
Host Indonesia has urged G20 countries to work together to find global solutions to global challenges. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Bali.